Track 5, A Brief History of Norwich, City of Stories. Well, I don't know about you, but I love Norwich. It's a city full of history and culture, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a great place to live. But how much do we actually know about this fine city of ours? Maggie is here to tell us about some of the things which have made Norwich the place it is. Over to you, Maggie.
If it's the sights and attractions you're after, then Norwich, the capital of Norfolk, doesn't disappoint. Let's visit Norwich on the first of two trips along the road of history. Today, Norwich is a cosmopolitan city, the major shopping destination in the east of England. The city has the largest permanent undercover market in Europe. Many museums and theatres, traditional pubs, cobbled streets such as Elm Hill, Timber Hill and Tome Land. Ancient buildings like St Andrew's Hall, half-timbered houses such as Dragon Hall, the Guildhall and Strangers Hall, a Victorian arcade, a jumble of medieval lanes and a delightful riverside along the winding Wensum. It's the city's history that makes it such a magnificent place. No wonder it's called the City of Stories. What tales from the past does the city hold? Norwich's most famous street, cobbled Elm Hill, was built in 1507 after a devastating fire. A survivor of that fire is the Britain Arms, one of the only thatched buildings in the city, and still operates as a very nice cafe and restaurant. The street itself is tricky to navigate with its rough cobbles and uneven surfaces. Even cars hesitantly wind down its road, one way only. In 1549, Robert Kett from Wyndham led a revolt of 15,000 men against land enclosures. After defeat at Mousehold Heath, he was hanged outside the castle and his body left to deter more dissent. From Norman times to the 19th century, Norwich was the second most important city in the UK after London. Then the Industrial Revolution came and bypassed the city. No fast-running water. Serendipitously, this meant Norwich's medieval core was left intact, while those who benefited from the new manufacturing processes dramatically changed themselves. Probably not for the best. Norwich is now the best-preserved medieval city in the UK. It was 19th-century writer George Borrow who named Norwich a fine city. You'll see it mentioned on the name signs as you enter. And another writer, J.B. Priestley, said of the city, "What a grand, higgledy-piggledy, sensible old place Norwich is." The Romans had their regional capital at Ventnor Icenorium on the River Tass, about 5 miles south of Norwich, next to modern-day Caister St Edmund. The settlement fell into disuse around 450 AD. The Romans Boudicca and Iceni in Norfolk. In 575 AD, Anglo-Saxon King Uffa made Northwick a royal city and capital of East Anglia. Norwich became the seat of the Earl of East Anglia with its own mint and 25 churches. Developed from a collection of small settlements on the River Wensum, its position in rich agricultural land and close proximity to the river and sea made it an excellent location for trade. Easy access to the sea could also bring trouble. In 840, Danes invaded East Anglia. Their language remains in places such as Pottergate and Finkelgate. Tome Land isn't a place for burying people. It's actually Scandinavian for open ground. So there was probably a market here. In 1067, the Normans arrived and asserted themselves by building a new castle that dominated the city skyline. Originally wooden, it was remade in stone after 1100 AD. Today, the castle is a museum and art gallery, hosting many works by the Norwich School, led by John Crome. The Normans in Norfolk. Now, work started on Norwich Cathedral in 1096, using cane stone from France. It took 54 years to complete. Norwich Cathedral has the second highest spire in the country after Salisbury and has the largest monastic cloisters. It is one of the best examples of Romanesque architecture in Europe. The oldest pub in Norwich is the Adam and Eve, which served Masons building Norwich Cathedral. Richard the Lionheart gave Norwich a royal charter to become a city in 1194 because of its bustling market, the expanding textile trade and strong agricultural roots. The wealth generated helped create more fine churches. Today, Norwich has more medieval churches than any other city in Western Europe north of the Alps. On that subject, at the time, religion was a powerful influence on civic life, with everyone being made to pay a tax or tithe to the church, usually a tenth of their earnings in either cash or goods. Even the poorest paid up, lest they go south rather than north. And so medieval Norwich had 57 churches, one for every week of the year. It also had a pub for every day. In fact, in 1870, Norwich had a recorded high of 670 licensed premises. Archers trained for the Battle of Agincourt in 1415 at Chapelfield Gardens in Norwich. They were led by Sir Thomas Erpingham, whose statue sits atop the main gate to Norwich Cathedral. We should add that it's from their victorious gesturing to the captured French knights that we get a certain two-fingered salute. Think about the lifting of their two bow fingers. Well, that's a fine image to leave on in this part of our walk through the history of the fine city. We'll have more next month.
Thank you very much, Maggie. And I'm sure that's only the tip of the iceberg, so we'll look forward to more next time.